Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. The Score!
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Halliburton looking for some room. Step back three. It's good! Tyrese Halliburton with a three-pointer. The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
They are indeed. That was courtesy of ABC. The Pacers are now 2-1 on the Thunder. 116-107. They beat them at Gainbridge Fieldhouse last night. It was a wonderful game to watch. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. And I think, again, we are saying to ourselves, oh, that lead's good enough for Oklahoma City. No, it's not. No, it's not. No lead is safe for the Pacers, especially when you saw how they were able to perform. I was like, 9 points is good. They've been sustaining that for a while. And then, nope. We saw, I think, several moments where they had the chance to really blow the roof off of Gainbridge. Tyrese Halliburton, there was one time where I think it was 74-70. I wanted him to emphatically dunk after he took it down the court. He was going to blow the roof off. If that's a United Center, you know it's coming. Like, say one thing about Zach LaVine if you want, but he would have done the violent dunk as the exclamation point on the breakaway. And Hallie's like, dunk. But then he was able to just show you some ridiculous crossovers. The handles were amazing and just some excellent shots to just put this thing away.
Now, I would argue that that dunk epitomized the game for the Pacers. And here's why. Because while you did want, you said in the text, like, I can't believe he didn't do more with that opportunity. That
I needed a violent dunk there.
No, no.
Yes.
Here's why.
Give the people what they want at home.
This was a perfect lunch pail, put your hard hat on, workman effort. There was another dunk that happened where Obi Toppin, you know how he dunks. He does his thing. No celebration. Immediately after the dunk, goes to press his man 90 feet. He's like, we're guarding. They out OKC'd OKC.
That's a great
win. They're the ones who brought the Thunder last night on defense. They're the ones who are causing the turnovers and getting inside of their opponent's head. They're the ones, when the fourth quarter came around, they said, watch this. We're going to outscore you 32-18. Watch this. We're going to be in a situation where you look up and realize you've hit 6 of your 17 shots here in the final stanza in a hostile environment. They're the ones who said, oh, bench, that's cute. You guys are deep. We also have depth. And you look at what they were able to do in this game. TJ McConnell, funny how I mentioned him coming into the game. Benedict Mathurin.
My goodness. Off of the bench, 27 points, 22 minutes.
The most off the bench in a finals game since who? That team you like. Chet. The Mavericks over the Heat. You remember that series. Now they're up.
How could you insult Sean Marion that way?
Now,
how dare you? That's the Matrix.
Yeah, that's the Matrix. But that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about a younger, older guy.
He also started. He wasn't on the bench.
Exactly. What I'm saying is, we can go back to yesterday's show. I believe it was the fifth question on Five on It. I asked, I get who you're taking in the series, but who do you have tonight? And you were just like, oh, no, it's OKC. I was like, it's a hostile environment. They haven't had a finals game there in 25 years. Reggie Miller said, check out my fit on the sidelines when he put on the Mark Jackson jersey tucked in the jeans. It was an all-time fit.
I
was
disgusting.
Like, what was that?
Disgusting.
Was it a dad outfit? Was him reminding you as if you didn't know that man was Reggie Miller?
What? Definitely a dad outfit. And it was just the jersey. You know, it was the throwback jersey tucked in only in the front.
Oh, no, not the millennial half tuck.
Yeah, the half tuck was what he had going on there with the hoodie under the jersey.
I like a hoodie under a blazer. That's a thing now.
Yeah.
How do you do, fellow kids?
What? Yes.
That's how I felt with
that's
that.
That's how you felt watching him?
Yeah, it's just like, look at me. I got a jersey on and a sweatshirt, but I'm going to tuck it in. How you do, kids?
I have a feeling that he already planned his outfit. And then that jersey was just like in the back of his mind.
You know what it is?
It was like, do it, do it. All right, I'm putting the jersey on. Half tuck.
We're all used to the football version of this fit, which is the jersey over the hoodie.
Yep.
When you go to a football game, you need to be warm in certain conditions. We were just not ready for Reggie Miller to look like that on the sidelines in a very different setting than when they were playing the Knicks, where you had other stars on the sideline. Reggie Miller, Caitlin Clark, those were like the biggest two people in the building from an Indiana vantage point, if you will. But back to my overall point, it's 2-1. All you got to do is find a way to split the next four. 2 wins away from a finals championship. And the biggest thing when I looked at that and people were like, oh, well, OKC is so much better. They're not so much better than the Pacers. Who's got the most championship experience in this series? What player has the most championship experience in this series?
What player?
You're reacting the same way Robbie did when I asked him that question, because you're thinking about it, because there is an underrated player, the opposite of overrated player. And it's not Tyrese Haliburton. The most underrated player in this series. Do you know who that is?
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
It's the guy with the most championship experience. His name is Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
You can give me Alex Caruso off the bench. But no. The guy who started and was the second best player on a championship team when the Toronto Raptors closed down Oracle Arena. So looking at that and understanding that this team, as much as you want to say about OKC and their all those wins they had, the 68-win season that they had. This team right here, 44-16 over their final 60 games in the regular season. They are now 12-4 to get into the finals, and they haven't lost consecutive games since February. They're not what everybody makes them out to be as far as a David versus Goliath.
I think the thing is, when they win and when they are in rhythm, you see how well they can beat out teams. You see how well that they can just have the massive lead. You know, 9 to me against this Pacers team was enough to matter. You see the blowouts that we've seen in the regular season. You saw them in the playoffs. When SGA gets going, it is hard to stop that train. And that, to me, was the key in this. It wasn't just the fact that taking a game away from Oklahoma City at home will flip the momentum in a final series. Like, we know that. They always talk about taking away the home court advantage. They did it. And so far, Indiana has kept theirs. It was how defensively, how hard they made SGA work for every ball. And it was with different looks. We didn't just see zone defense, although they employed it really well. That's a Rick Carlisle thing. He knows how to employ his own defense. He also had the drop working. And then Oklahoma City had trouble when it came to their drop defense defending the secondary screens by the Pacers. That was something we saw as well. I know there's been a lot of talk about the waves of defenders, but consider also the waves of the offense from Indiana. It's not necessarily multiple ball handlers. It's just multiple screeners. And that allowed people like Haliburton to get open, because that was what I was talking about with you in game one. How do you get so open? Well, you see what happened here. Watching from above, you see those screens and how Oklahoma City, because of the defense that they were playing, they had to devote manpower to it. That gave Haliburton enough space to do what he needed to do offensively, especially in the fourth quarter. I know they outscored him 40-28 in the second, but being able to outscore them 32-18 in the fourth to put him away, that was what was really key for me.
The 18 is way more of a big deal holding them to 18 than scoring 40 on OKC is. I think you could say what you want about Oklahoma City Thunder and their defense, but at the end of the day, the pace is the pace when you play against Indiana. The pace is the pace. They're just going to keep coming. If you either turn them over.
So it is the Pacers and the Yesers?
It's the Pacers, the Yesers, whatever you want to call them. But the point being, whether they turn the ball over or not, they're still going to just keep running. So if you don't turn them over, they're going to score. And they were able to put up 116 on what's been arguably the best defense in the NBA all season long. And I'm not saying the defense wasn't good. It just wasn't good enough on a night like tonight.
No, and I think also, again, you took home court because you're good. You kept yours because you're good. Like, they have every right to be here. Now it's just a matter of they can take a 3-1 lead doing the exact same game plan they had in this one tonight. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheem Ian Harris talking NBA Finals and more basketball news here on The Score. I just, selfishly, for the moment, I wanted to see Hallie dunk that ball. And my goodness, what a line he had, by the way. I know I mentioned in my FanDuel ad, but he really did flirt with a triple-double when he had 22 points, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds. All he needed was the one. And he would have gotten there. An incredible performance.
I think he'll take the win over the triple-double, but it would have been nice to have both, especially since he was able to put up the 11 assists and only turn the ball over 4 times.
I don't think if he had rebounded the ball one more time, they lose.
No, I'm saying he'll take both.
Will you rebound or will you lose?
No, that wasn't the thing. But the bigger point is they were able to do the OKC thing to them, the Thunder, and score 21 points off 19 turnovers while only giving up 14 points off their own 14 turnovers.
Oh, yeah, the turnovers was it. Like, that was the biggest key for me. Also, you said this in game one. You talked about the importance of Andrew Nembhard to being able to disrupt what the Thunder were going to do. No better example than what we saw last night.
I think when I looked up at, I think it was after he checked out for the first time. TJ McConnell had played 6 minutes, had scored 3 points, 4 assists, 3 steals. And I was like, if they get more of that, the Pacers are definitely winning this game. And he ends the game off the bench with 10 points, 5 assists, and 5 steals in 15 minutes.
That is a wild line.
It's disruptive is what it is. And did you see his dad? His dad was the most dad in a, I know it was an NBA Finals game, but it could have been like a local high school game, a JUCO game or something.
There were a lot of dad moments in that. Did you see Hallie talk multiple times about his dad's jeans?
Had to.
Even on the post game interview, did you notice he pointed that out?
He called him out of pocket, and he was.
Maybe Indiana just has no fashion. Maybe that it could just be an Indiana thing.
It is Indiana. It is Indianapolis. They're not known for being fashion mavens.
I think it's kind of the opposite, guys. Like, I don't dress up. I don't have to. You know, like, they can wear what they want because they can. Did you ever think about it that way? Like, you're feeling so confident you're going to wear the thing that people hate. You're going to tuck in your jersey into your pants with your sweatshirt. You're going to do it. That's how good you feel about yourself.
I love the point you said about Nembhard, though. I felt like he, like, has been picking up Shea the whole, like, as soon as he gets the ball inbound, he's covering him the whole time. And, like, mentality-wise for Shea, he must be like, I hate this guy. Like, this guy won't let me be alone. And that has to shake him a little bit.
I mean, you know it has because of the turnovers at Forrest and what you saw even in the box score. You know it has because his production was actually limited. SGA had 6 turnovers. If you're the MVP and you got 6 turnovers in the finals, what's your chances of winning that game? Or at least producing how you want to.
They're probably just happy he scored less than 30 points for once. Only had 24 points after putting up the NBA Finals record for most points in the first 2 games in his career in the NBA Finals was 72.
He had fewer assists than he had turnovers.
Yeah.
From a basketball fundamental standpoint, that's infuriating if you're SGA.
They kept that man under lock and key. And I say that even though he scored 24 points, but you get the idea if you watch the game and understand what transpired. Layla, I did want to ask you a question.
Yes.
What do Chris Finch, Ime Udoka, Jason Kidd, Quinn Snyder, and one Billy Donovan have in common?
Oh, they're all NBA coaches.
Yes.
Active NBA coaches.
What else do they have in common, though?
They've all been called upon. They've by the New York Knicks.
And the New York Knicks don't employ any of those guys. There are plenty of, last I checked, there's plenty of free agent coaches out here just looking for their next job. But the New York Knicks have been very aggressive in saying, hey, can we have permission to talk to your head coach? And all five of those teams said, what are you talking about? No.
Also, I understand that you think you're the Knicks, but they think they're employed. So there's an impasse there. Casey Johnson with the latest news. The Knicks requested permission to speak to Billy Donovan for their coaching vacancy, but were, like everyone else, denied. The Bulls value Donovan highly for his coaching acumen. Don't we know it? Communication skills, of course. And ability to connect with players and all members of organization. I will also say, and media. I love it when Billy talks.
Listen, Billy Donovan is going to be the linchpin to why the Bulls are never going to fall out of play-in contention. Notice I said play-in, not playoff. Play-in contention.
Remember that time we were like, oh, wow, look at the difference between the talent in the Eastern Conference when you consider how the Bulls lost to the Heat in the play-in and then how the Heat ended up getting eliminated. And then it's like Pacers Thunder.
Remind me again.
We're a long way away.
Remind me again how the Heat were eliminated. How did that game go, the Heat, when they got into the playoffs?
Violently. I also want to point out this, though, from Cody Westerlund. Our Cody Westerlund. There was some speculation at the NBA Combine that Billy Donovan and the Bulls would get an extension done.
Another one?
Sometime this offseason. And this development lends credence to that thought. Well, we already know more about this extension potential than we did the last one.
This just confirms what we've always known, suspected, however you want to put it. The Bulls are very comfortable with where they are. They're way more comfortable with where they are than, say, I don't know, the fan base. And they know that Billy Donovan has been key in keeping them in this play-in mix. And by, I guess, connection, the possibility of going to the playoffs, although that possibility goes up and down depending on the night.
I'm not getting rid of one of the most valuable parts of the organization to let the Knicks talk to him. And Billy is from New York. He's from Long Island.
Connection can be there, but
also it's the Knicks. I mean, there is a certain panache to that job, but apparently not enough for any one of these teams to let their coaches talk. Also, what did the Knicks have in mind exactly? Like, when you fired Tibbs, what did you think was going to happen?
I guess this is what they thought was going to happen, which says a lot about where the Knicks are.
Well, I mean, we knew that. I think Joe Kelly hit it on the head when he said there was 2 years of peace while Dolan was distracted working on the sphere.
Oh, my goodness.
But now the sphere is constructed, and now he's back.
Ray, did you have something to add?
Yeah. I just wonder how common this type of thing actually is and if teams are just better about keeping it on the down low. As opposed to the Knicks just letting it all out somehow, some way, these things are getting leaked out.
I think what you have here is overconfidence. Like they fired Tibbs after getting to their first Eastern Conference Finals in 25 years. And then they're like, well, that's not good enough. We can get anybody. You can't actually get anybody.
Especially if they're under contract. That's what's crazy.
I don't necessarily think Michael Malone was the game changer here. I think it was Jay Wright saying that he wanted to stay put in retirement.
You think that was their first inkling, their first call because of the Villanova connection?
Yes, and I think that now they are scrambling. That's just what I think. I do not have any sources on this. I just read. That was my impression.
That's what we're here for, is to get our opinions out there. And this is, here's my opinion on the Knicks. They don't know what they're doing. They are dysfunctional, and it starts with the owner. And on down, I don't blame it on them. I just go straight to James Dolan. He is the bad guy in every situation. Every other NBA owner should be thankful that he is the owner of the New York Knicks.
Especially the Mavericks.
I'm also just thinking about the players. There was a report a couple weeks back that players were unhappy with Rick Brunson's role on the team. So you have players already unhappy with that situation, and now they got to be looking at this like, what are we doing, man?
Well, it wasn't just that. Don't you remember what Brian Geltzeiler said to us about the fact that Brunson may be getting an unnecessarily high amount of touches, even for him, and that his dad had something to do with that? That didn't come from nowhere. And then what happens? But yeah, you probably think Jay Wright's going to fix that, except he ain't coming back. We're going to talk more hoops. We will talk to Shakia Taylor, our friend and excellent reporter. She is with The Athletic. She has been covering the Pacers in the playoffs. So we'll get Shakia's impressions and talk to her about what she has gleaned throughout this amazing playoff so far. That's next on Rahimi and Harris on The Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois.
Who calling?
Hey! Ozzy!
You have been very great news to see. You got your own show. You earn it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
I mean, I was like 3 months old last time they made the finals. So, you know, I think our fans are hungry, man. They want to watch winning basketball, and they want to be a part of it. And, you know, I think as a group, we just keep taking – every year we've taken a jump, and we're here now. Don't want to take this time for granted, you know, just take it a day at a time. But we're just trying to give our fans something to be proud of, trying to play the right way.
That is Tyrese Haliburton. This is 670 The Score. We are Rahimi and Harris. We broadcast live through the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And we go to the Circus Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find our friend Shakia Taylor covering the Pacers this postseason for The Athletic. Shake also covering the finals. Thanks for being on with us.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you.
Here you are. You did not know that this is what we were going to be. The NBA Finals would be going on. We'd be talking about a 2-1 Pacers lead. You were late to the game in terms of having to be embedded with the Pacers. Did you imagine that this is how this was going to go for you?
Absolutely not. I don't think anyone did. I'm pretty positive when I got this assignment, they figured, oh, she'll go to Indianapolis for a couple of rounds and come back home. But here I am. It is June. I have been embedded with the Pacers since March.
How did that come to be? It's a great assignment. I mean, we always know what you're capable of doing, but to see you just constantly in the media availabilities, we see your work out there day in and day out. How did this all kind of happen and come into place for you?
Honestly, my editor, we don't have an everyday writer, you know, here in Indianapolis with the Pacers, and I'm the next closest thing. And they were like, hey, would you be interested in hanging out with the Pacers for a few weeks? And I said, sure. And like I just said, it's been 3 months, but it's been an incredible experience. These guys are, you know, on a historic ride, and I guess I'm kind of along with them.
What has it been like observing not just maybe the personalities and the team approach and their mentality from March to now, but just seeing how they've really, I feel like they've grown even during these playoffs to be able to get to this point.
I would agree with that. I'd say they've grown. The one thing I think that stands out to me is their connectedness. This is a team of guys who actually like each other, right? Like, you see it on the court in that chemistry, right? In the way they pass the ball, they share the ball, they're very unselfish. They seem to be friends off the court. A couple of weeks ago, Pascal Siakam talked about how during the offseason, because, you know, he joined the team a little late last season, he was a, you know, a January trade, and he came over, and he liked these guys so much that he invited the team to his home in Orlando, and they all trained together. And he talked about how these are just good guys. I think that is probably a good summary of what this Pacers team is. They like each other. They want to win for each other. And they don't care who gets the credit.
They had all kinds of success last year when they made that trade for Pascal Siakam before Tyrese Halliburton gets hurt. Shake, looking now back at it, I think a lot of people just expected OKC to kind of run over the Pacers because of the brand of basketball that is typically associated with the Western Conference versus the Eastern Conference, the injury to the Celtics that cost Jason Tatum the end of that series. But I look at it like this. When you look at both these rosters, Pascal Siakam is the guy that's got the most frontline championship experience. And you just telling that story kind of leads me to the belief that they have very much a good chance of winning two of the next four games because of a guy who has been kind of under the radar, if that makes any sense, in Pascal Siakam.
Absolutely. I would say Pascal is probably a little underrated, right? Like, his mid-range game is incredible, as we saw last night. He can turn on a guy and hit a jumper, and you're like, hey, where'd that come from? I think he absolutely changes the game because he's not the one person on the team who they're going to, you know, who they're hunting. Everyone's going for Tyrese Halliburton, and you got Pascal, who you kind of need to work out too. They're a really interesting team. I think, and I said this before, anyone who counted them out was not watching ball. That's one of those, like, you don't know ball kind of, kind of like predictions, because the Pacers play with, and no pun intended, pace, right? There's pace, there's intensity. They press you full court. There's a ton of pressure. And if you watch them, you know, like, they create like their own special kind of chaos on the court. And I think last night and game one are great examples of it. They have what they call the wear down effect, right? They're a very well-conditioned team, and they just make their opponents run, and they wear you down. And if you look, by the fourth quarter, they're able to orchestrate, you know, those comebacks that they didn't need last night because the other team's gassed. You see guys with their hands on their knees, and meanwhile, TJ McConnell's flying around out there like he just, you know, started the night. It's a really interesting system they have going on. They're a team of no singular heroes, and they score by committee.
I did think about the Havoc defense from Shaka Smart back in the day at VCU when I watched the Pacers, and you mentioned chaos, and it is that type of frantic, we're going to run you as much as we can. We're going to run with you. We will run against you. We will make you do things you don't want to do, like SGA last night. It is that type of feel.
Mm-hmm. They make you make uncharacteristic decisions. And then you have, defensively, you have guys like Andrew Nimhard who are on SGA's hip the entire game. When you got a guy hanging on your hip like that, it's kind of hard to get your shots off. It's kind of hard to, like, do what you do. And obviously, SGA, he's an incredible player. He's going to get his, right? He's absolutely going to get his, but you have to make it hard for him. And I think the Pacers accomplished that last night. And just making it difficult for SGA to kind of get off. I call them pesky and persistent and chaotic because those are all complimentary terms. Like, they really make you reconsider what you're doing out there.
Rahimian Harris here, and we are honored to have from The Athletic, a staff writer covering the NBA and the Pacers specifically as we come down the stretch here, Shakia Taylor. You can find her on the artist formerly known as Twitter, at CurlyFro. Love that name, by the way. Love that handle on the Twitter. And we're talking about the fact that the Pacers are now up 2-1, and people are having to kind of adjust to the idea that the Pacers could really pull this off. You mentioned Aaron Nembhard specifically. I'm curious as to your thoughts about what his backstory, specifically with SGA, both being Canadian, both being on the Olympic team, guys that have known and played against each other going back to really their grade school, middle school, high school days, how much of that has that had an effect on how they've been able to deal with SGA?
I think those friendships, right? The friendships from all the Canadians involved, right? Because Lou Dort and Benedict Mathurin grew up close to each other as well. And I think those friendships are what makes them familiar with each other's games. Those, you know, having played together for their country, they're very familiar with each other. And, you know, there's no friendship on the court. There's no friendship on the court. And I think you see that. I think Drew Nembhard kind of enjoys, you know, defending Shea. And I think Shea probably enjoys, you know, Drew defending him and having to, like, you know, put up his shots over his buddy. All these little, like, side stories and narratives involved in the series, I think, make it so interesting. And I don't understand the idea that people were like, oh, I'm not going to watch. I've been referring to this as like, hey, this is real hoops. This is real hoops. And the Pacers play ethical hoops. And I think, like, it's just an enjoyable series. I have had moments, you know, where I'm sitting in press row and I forget I'm supposed to be working because I'm just enjoying the game in front of me.
That says a lot. And I think you speak for a lot of people. I also want to touch on another storyline. I know we've talked about underrated players, but do you really think that the Athletic Player Survey, where we see Halliburton get called overrated, has fueled all of this? Or do you think it's more than just that? We can't chalk it up to just the one storyline, or can we?
Actually, I don't even have to, like, speculate on an answer. Tyrese has addressed this overrated thing more than once. It definitely impacted him. He is fueled by it. I wrote a story maybe a week or so ago on how Tyrese is kind of fueled by the doubters and he's fueled by the haters. He tries not to be chronically online, especially right now, because you kind of want to be focused on what's in front of you. But he's 25. And you hear things and you kind of register those things. And as a person who is a petty Betty myself,
not a petty Betty, not Petty Crocker out here.
I identify with
petty
this.
Shabazz.
Petty Shabazz.
Petty Shabazz.
I love it.
I have a great affinity for people who succeed out of spite, right? Like, hey, you talk trash about me, now I'm going to win and make you eat that. I love that. I know a lot of people, you know, they call him a front runner. They don't love it. They call him overrated. They say he only talks trash when he's winning. But I mean, if the Pacers, you know, complete this, I think the kid gets a free pass to talk trash if he wants to, because he won. I mean, you know, you can't really hate a winner.
Yeah, okay. Free pass for life if that's the case.
No, I love it because if you go back to Tyrese Halliburton, and I covered him briefly in the COVID era in Sacramento, right? When they won the Olympic championship, Shake, I don't know if you remember the tweet that he put out, basically when you didn't do any work on the class project, I believe was the theme of the tweet. Because, you know, their playing time was hard to get. Just ask Jason Tatum. But he got a gold medal, right? And that showed kind of his personality and where he is on this. And I just think that everybody's getting a chance now to understand who Tyrese Halliburton is, because he's on the grandest of stage doing big interviews in prime time for the networks. And of course, you're giving us insight every time you write a story about him.
Absolutely. I think, like, a good example of who Tyrese is if anyone watched or will watch, there's video floating around, of course, of his post-game interview last night. And he immediately defended Pascal, right? He immediately was like, I don't think that's a fair assessment. I think that, along with how unselfish he is on the court, because he's not a scoring point guard, he's a facilitator. He opens up the floor for his teammates. he makes sure that everybody is getting theirs. I mean, that's got to be a personality trait, right? Like someone who is like, I don't care how we win as long as we win. He's not a box score guy. And hopefully people are seeing that with this series because, you know, they don't get a ton of national TV games. And now they're the one game that we all have to watch. Tyrese is an interesting person. I think we've kind of watched him grow up in front of us as his career has, you know, gone on. And he's growing and learning and on the fly. And something I think is really interesting that I want to share with you guys is Tyrese is a film nerd.
Yes.
So these, like, adjustments that you see, that's real. He talks about how, you know, he gives his answer after every game, win or lose, he sounds exactly the same. And he's like, you know, I'm going to go watch the film and see where I can get better. For a lot of people, you'd be like, that's probably a soundbite. That's just something to say. But for him, if you watch from game to game, he'll have a game where he may not perform as well as he would have liked to. And then the very next game, it's like, oh, Tyrese was near a triple-double. There was all the talk.
Oh, no, go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, no. There was all the talk that he should have been more aggressive, more assertive. And look what happened. He came out and he was more aggressive, more assertive. And they won.
This is Shakia Taylor. She is doing great work for The Athletic. Her latest story about the Pacers is Benedict Mathurin counted the days until his NBA Finals moment for the Pacers, and he got it. Shakia, we could talk more ball with you, but we are up against a commercial break. You should check out her work. You can go to her tab on The Athletic and see all the stories she has done about the Pacers. It is extensive, and we appreciate it. Shake, thanks for covering the Ball Knowers Finals for us.
I love that. That's what we're going to call it. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
We stole it from Jamal Collier, so, you know, just know that. It's Jamal's phrase first. Thanks, Shake.
Thanks, Shake.
That was Shakia Taylor covering the Pacers. Really fun stuff. My algorithm in life has sent me to another marathon story in a strange place.
Marathon as in running a marathon?
I can't tell you yet. That's coming up on halftime for me.
My algorithm has told me about a big-time major league call-up that really will have you... I'm not going to say that part. I was going to say so. I was going to be very punny. I don't feel like being punny today. It's a big time call up though. It's a big time call up.
All right. So we will prepare for the big time call up and the other marathon next on the school.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The Score.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
It is indeed halftime. We just got done talking to Shakia Taylor. She is the embedded reporter for The Athletic covering the Indiana Pacers. We talk basketball for two segments because we like talking hoops. You know that. We talk Cubs for two segments to begin the show at 10. And then we also got into Ruben Hippolyte's appearance on The Morning Show. If you missed it, go to the Odyssey app. Check out the rewind feature. You can go to the chapter on The Morning Show on Mullion Hall where you can hear what the new Bears linebacker had to say. Really insightful stuff.
It's halftime.
I told you about the man who ran a marathon to spite his wife because he didn't have any training.
I enjoyed that because he got it done.
Yeah, he actually did the thing a lot of people don't do. He was unqualified but still got the job done. So props to him. In this case, I have found that a man ran a marathon in the middle of a baseball game at the game.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, that's right. A longtime employee of the AAA St. Paul Saints, Seigo Masubuchi, ran a marathon around the concourse while the game was going on in 90-degree heat. Do you know how many laps it was? 84. It was his 96th marathon. This guy is a ringer. He's 57 years old.
I think I'm surprised that the number was 84 laps.
84. It just doesn't sound the same.
83.
So, why?
That I'm not sure about. But, you know, minor league baseball has a lot of fun bits. I would consider this one of them. So, 84 laps in 90-degree heat, dodging hot dog vendors, foul balls, giant pig mascots, unaware spectators bringing beer back to their seats, and all the other ridiculousness that goes on at minor league parks around the country. And he said the fans expect us to do fun stuff, amazing fans that have been coming to the park for years, and new fans just discovering us. We are here to entertain people. So he decided to entertain them by running career marathon number 96.
Oh, he's run 95 previous marathons. So this is a walk in the park, or a run in the park, I guess, for him. Run around the park.
I can imagine running one marathon. I know you're a runner, but to be able to do 96 of them and to be able to run a virtual marathon or actual marathon worth of laps around the ballpark during a game in 90 degrees, this man is a machine.
It's probably a dry heat, though.
A machine. I don't, Minnesota in the summer? No, I don't think so. They got 10,000 lakes up there.
You're
that
right.
Sounds steamy.
Did you think it was humid yesterday? I didn't think it was humid.
Here.
Right, but we're right on a lake, and it was 91 degrees yesterday.
No, I've heard the mosquitoes in Minnesota get massive, too.
That's kind of scary that you just said that.
I hear it's not, like, really chill in the summer there. I hear it's, like, humid, and you get the bugs and stuff.
I don't really deal with many of the bugs. I don't feel like
the only time I've been to Minnesota was for hockey in the winter.
I've been to Minnesota for college football, Big Ten Network. I've been to Minnesota for summertime for a conference. I like Minneapolis. I just don't like the idea of negative 20 or 30 or whatever it is they end up with.
Have you been to the Mall of America, though?
No, I want to go.
I'm not about that.
I've ridden a coaster in the Mall of America. Not bad.
Do they have a slide?
Yeah. Then they did not have a slide, but they have some coasters. It's nice.
They got some good burgers. You know the Juicy Lucy?
I did not know the Juicy Lucy.
I heard it originated at the Mall of America.
Ooh. What is the Juicy?
I missed out on the Juicy Lucy.
Like a burger with cheese in the patty.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, who doesn't?
I like anything with the cheese infused.
But yeah, if you got 10,000 lakes and glaciers love you and they give you more lakes, then I'm going to venture to say it was probably humid yesterday in St. Paul.
All right.
It's halftime.
Let's stick with that minor league theme, except this time it's about a minor league getting called up. Here's the headline. The Nats call up Bruce from AAA. Really?
Bruce.
Not that Bruce. Not Bruce. Wow. Bruce, not Jay Bruce, no.
His directions would be to hit the ball. Hit it.
The first line from my friend, Jessica Camerato, because she's the beat writer for MLB.com, or the Nationals.
She's our friend. I know her too.
Yes. The Nationals have once again tapped into their minor league system to bring new talent to Nationals Park. The team called up Bruce the Bat Dog from AAA Rochester to make his debut on Saturday. They are hoping he'll be best in show.
Aww.
Let's listen in to the minor league manager from the AAA Rochester telling Bruce about the call-up.
Come on in, big dog. Have a seat. Hope you're doing well, man. Hey, I got some news for you. I think you're going to like it. You know, last year you got called up to AAA, did a really nice job, but we still thought we needed some work down at the lower levels. We put a plan in place. You went down, you did your work, you made some improvements. And the one thing that the front office noticed, man, you were working your tail off every single day. And you did a nice job coming back to AAA this year. But I'm excited to tell you, the front office, the GM, the president, the owners, they're excited to invite you to Nats Park for your call up to the major leagues on June 14th. Congratulations.
That's the line I was going to hit you with in the tease, working his tail off. But I was like, it's coming later in the, so I don't want to overuse it. You know what I'm saying?
I would have never even noticed. And I saw the story before I got here.
Bruce earned his promotion, by the way, after posting a 1,000 retrieving average in three appearances this season.
Aww.
A 1 year and 9 month old, in people years, golden retriever. Bruce made his professional appearance for the first time last September. So Bruce.
Thank you. I'm just going to call that dog Bruce from now on.
Getting it done. That, by the way, was Red Wings manager Matt LaCroix.
Get loose with it.
Who was giving us the...
good boy.
Breaking the news, if you will.
The picture is so adorable. Bruce. Because he's got the bat in his mouth. Do you remember the dog that filled in Clearwater, by the way? After they had to retire their bat dog?
No.
And the new dog came in, and not only did the new dog not retrieve the bat, it proceeded to run all over the ballpark and then do number two at second base.
Maybe he was sending a message to the umpires about a call that was made previously at second base.
That dog saw a giant park, and it saw its road to freedom. And that's exactly what that dog did. So it sounds like Bruce has a little more discipline.
Yeah, Bruce, hey.
Will Bruce ever get called down, though? I feel like now he's stuck in the majors for good, right?
As long as he only
gets called
down. How
many options does a dog have?
That's, yeah. Cats have nine lives. I don't know about the dog situation.
Could you see Jed Hoyer being like, we had to send Bruce down. He's running out of options. Just wasn't working at the big league level.
It wasn't working. Yeah. His bark was not as strong.
They brought up Ethan Roberts. Yeah, but you got to bring up Ethan Roberts again.
Speaking of Minnesota, did you know what they did at the Twins dog night? They kept playing the Ring doorbell effect, and all the dogs would go crazy.
That's cruel.
That's hilarious, actually.
So, like, they're trying to get crowd noise from the dogs, and they would play the Ring doorbell.
Someone who just has a dog, that's cruel. That's because I know my dog would go crazy for that.
It was so funny. Like, all of a sudden, you just hear all these dogs bark, and I don't have a Ring doorbell, so I didn't know what it sounded like. I thought it was one of the more clever bits I had seen in a while.
No, I love it.
I'm here for all the good dog news.
It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Or as Gloria from Modern Family says, it's a dog-eat-dog world.
Okay, yes.
It's a really funny episode. She tries to change her accent, and it's really creepy.
As long as we don't take too long to pause.
Fair enough. We have Five on It next, where we ask the questions that are plaguing the nation. Wrong. They're really just plaguing Marshalls in my mind. But we also have a question for you. That's next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.